We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from Golden.
All right, Joe, we're live from the Baptist Health Training Complex here for Miami Dolphins. Training camp day, is it six now? Is it today day six of the camp? I think it's day six.
Really,
today.
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm
five, six,
you.
Seven, yeah. Somewhere in there.
All right, day six. We'll call it six at this point. We have a special guest, Joe, that we're going to talk to that was here over the weekend with a bunch of other alumni, and he has a memoir coming out. Larry Zonka, Head On, the memoir coming out here. It's available for pre-order at this point, October 4th. It does come out, but we're going to talk to Larry Zonka right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Larry, thank you very much for your time. We are very much looking forward to this.
Well, me too. It's fun, always fun to come on and chat.
Larry, let me tell you something, man. When you're down here, life's a little bit better. It was fun over the weekend getting to hear you guys start telling stories a little bit. I kind of need Larry Little to get you going a little bit, and then maybe a little Merck jabbing you in there, and then it gets you going a little bit, and then it's a fun time. Hey, by the way, before we start with all that, I wanted to ask you, we didn't know this until you left. You spoke to the team. What was the message to the Miami Dolphin football team, Larry?
You can boil it all down, my reminiscing in front of them, down to a single sentence. You know, just don't go through the motions. Remember Shula talking about that?
Yep.
When you think you're going to do this, or you think you're going to do that, and you go out to practice and you just kind of turn yourself off and you're gliding, that's what I warned them about. Because had we not done that, well, we accomplished a lot anyway. But I think we could have even accomplished more if some of us would have woke up a little sooner.
Well, listen, Larry, not for nothing, but back-to-back championships and going undefeated.
Right.
Before a lot of you guys took off, was pretty damn special since we haven't had one since, Larry. I'm just saying through the history of this thing what it's been like. Hey, Larry, you saw what happened yesterday, the tampering violations, integrity of the game and that stuff. I just curious, as you're sitting around and that story breaks yesterday, what were your thoughts?
Well, not good ones. You never want to see negative things like that affiliated with your franchise, with your team. But at the same time, that was then, that happened. If it happened, so be it.
Right.
But you go on. Life goes on. That has nothing to do with what Coach Mike McDaniel is going to do with the team. He's an exciting guy. This is an exciting time. It reminds me of 1970 when Shula came in and the whole thing turned around. I'm hoping that's what's going to happen. It surely does appear that that's what's going to happen. It's got me kind of revved up, and I'm looking forward to coming down and visiting for a few of the games.
There, you're right. These first week of practices has been as good, along with a more talented team. We haven't seen this in a long time, and I think a lot of people share that with your thoughts. Hey, Larry, I heard a lot of stuff I thought I knew about you, and then that book's coming out, and you teased me a little bit. Now, I had actually seen, and I used to be a regular at Stagger Lee's. I'm not going to lie to you. I liked it. I liked the talent in there as a young guy. There was always a lot of first-rounders in there, Larry, if you know what I mean, so it was good. I didn't realize Lee Majors, was he a partner of yours in that thing?
Oh, no.
Where did that get started?
No, Lee was not. No, he was not a partner. A lot of folks that I knew from around the country in different respects came by and stopped in, and, you know, perhaps that got misconstrued as being a partner, but that was not the case, no.
All right, and then Did you really hang out with Elvis Presley, man? Come on, Larry. Larry, you're holding out. You got good stuff.
I tell you what the story on that is I hung out with Jim Kick, and Jim Kick and Elvis Presley had a lot in common when it came to liking to shoot pool at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I used to be the guy that drove Kick home because, well, I won't go into all the details, but it was necessary to be there to get Kick home. And he and Elvis got into telling stories, and I tell you what, there's two guys that can tell stories.
Wow, Jim Kick. All those years I'm hanging out with Jim Kick, watching his daughter play tennis, and he's got Elvis Presley stories.
Doug,
absolutely.
I mean, you sold me on that. Just when I see the headline of you used to hang out or found yourself hanging out with guys like Elvis Presley and Lee Majors, guys like that. What about Joe Namath? You had good. I mean, obviously I see pictures – and I know that you posted a picture a couple years back on social media. I think it's you, Jim Kick, and Joe Namath walking into a club or walking maybe to your club or maybe his club at the time down there in Fort Lauderdale also.
That might have been a bachelor's thing.
Yeah, man. I'm intrigued by Joe Namath and you stories.
We did turnaround visits. We visited his establishment down the street. He came up and visited us, and we had a lot in common, obviously, you know, played each other twice a year there for a number of years. And Kick had much more in common with Joe than what I did. But at the same time, I consider Joe a good friend.
You know, Larry, a lot of people still bring this up. You guys were so dominant there for 3 years, even the year where you lost and then came back and won the next two Super Bowls. Couple of you guys took off for the new league, the WFL. If that team stays together, Larry, just by watching the NFL, how many championships that group of guys, you guys are still a lot of young guys on that team, how many you figure you could have won?
Well, you know, who knows? That's what I talk about in front of it, what I recently talked about in front of the team, you know, is when you get to be my age and you start looking back and you think about, geez, if we'd have just stuck around for one more year, if we'd have just done this and just done that, what could have been? I think you just have to relax and say, hey, this is what we did when we did it. We did wake up. We did listen to Shula. We went undefeated. Excuse me. We went undefeated. So you have to be you got to be pretty happy with the way things worked out.
Larry, we will take that every day of the week,
right,
man.
Right.
I told you, every time you guys show up, everybody kind of moves out of the way and says, let the guy sit down over there. They're over there. Set him up, man, for a reason. Hey, Larry, I always wonder, there have been so many stories, and everything, as you know, through the years gets exaggerated. But I always wonder, what was it like when you had to pick up that phone and say, I got a great offer? Coach, I got to hear from Joe Robbie, or I'm going to take it real quickly. Because I always feared the man. Like, I didn't want to get up there. Of course, you're a hell of a lot better. Had a fantastic career. But what was that like, making that call to Don Shula?
Well, Shula wanted us to come back and not sign. And I called and told him, out of respect for him and the team, of course, that wasn't going to do that without letting him know. But he wanted us to come back to see if there could be some kind of secondary negotiation. But the offer we had was, excuse me, on the table.
Yeah.
And if we walked out of the room, it was no longer on the table. And I believed the people that were doing that wanted that way because they didn't want to get into a bidding war. Not that there even would have been one. But you can understand how critical that moment was. And when I called Don and he asked me to come back, and I said, no, Don, if I walk out of the room, I literally, I won't quote you figures, but it was more money than I'd ever seen or ever dreamt that I'd ever make out of football in one swipe. So reality was reality. Later on, and I'll quote Shula now because I told him at the time when we played the last game in Oakland and we were flying back and Jim and I and Paul were going to leave soon thereafter. It was all over for the Dolphins and the three of us. He came to me on the plane and said, I understand what you did. It was a business decision, and I'll continue to pull for you. But he said, I'd like you to keep that between you and I. And I felt as though, and I always did, because during his lifetime, because I didn't want to have him renege on anything else he had to say, because publicly he was not a fan of the other league stealing us, and that was not, you know, that wasn't consistent with the way he had been. But that shows you the depth of the man when it came down to man, he said, I understood what you did and why you did it.
Yeah,
and, you know, I hope
awesome.
We get to meet again. And as it turned out, we did. I came back in 79, hung out with you guys.
Well, I tell you what, and damn good at that. So here's another story that's out there, Larry. You can kill it.
Yeah, hit him with it. I got
to
hear this.
All right, so this was a great one through the years. When you went in to have that meeting with the new league and that owner, he opened this suitcase, and there was all kinds of money. He said, Larry, that's yours if you sign right now. Is that true or false, Larry?
That's false. I never looked at any greenbacks in a suitcase. That was I didn't need that. the figures they were quoting on the table, I looked at my agent, and he went, yeah, it's real. You know, we had to talk for a month by ourselves, and, you know, the Bassett and the other guys all went out of the room, and I looked at the agent and said, is this verifiable? You know, is this it? He said, Larry, these guys are for real. I said, well, I just, I'm pretty shocked at it. He said, he went over and made sure that nobody was by the door. And he turned around and said, quite frankly, so am I. And he said, we'll sign it right now then. I said, well, Paul and Jim are agreeable. I said, I am. I said, there's just one stipulation. I'm going to call Shula. And my agent just went through the roof. He said, you don't need to call Shula. Call Shula if you don't be. I said, this isn't a request. I said, I'm not signing anything until I talk to Coach Shula and let him know. I said, I owe him that. And the agent shut up and made the call.
Zonk, I got to ask you this, because Joe tells stories about Don Shula all the time, about his time in camp. And obviously, I could hear it in your voice, how much he meant to you. how is his impact with players? Because you hear stories about how he used to chew players out and get on them for this, but he was so dedicated to his craft, and you knew if you followed him, you were following him to winning, to the winning tradition, the Super Bowls.
Getting the most out of you.
Right. Like, how much personally did Don Shula mean to you, your career, and just in your personal life in general?
I didn't know the totality of that answer until recently when he passed away. And he, you know, certainly passed away quite suddenly for us. And it was a tough situation. That's when I realized that he was far more than a coach. Don, he's a very deep guy, and he cared about his players. Not just the star players, not just the guys that were on the undefeated team or anything like that. If you played for Don Shula, and you correct me if you know if I'm wrong in any capacity, very, very seldom would someone walk up to him and say, you know, I played for you and such, and he wouldn't know exactly who it was. He had a personal relationship with everybody that ever went on the field and played for him. Now, there was guys that came through camp that might argue with that, were just there for a few weeks and didn't make it, and he might not remember them. But if you played for Don Shula for more than one season, he remembered you and could quote things from what happened during the course of your career with him. I saw it happen many, many times. It meant a lot to him. It was more than just a sport. You know, when he was a young man, he thought about going into the priesthood. He admitted that to me one time, and I kind of laughed out loud. He said, yeah, I guess you're – I was just he and I in his office. When you went in his office, he locked the door, sat down, and all gloves were off. You could say anything that was on your mind. But in front of the team, you had to show him respect and sort of military-like. And I understood that. So we got pretty loud. His secretary came, banged on the door a couple times when we were voicing our opinions together a little too loud. She didn't like anybody else being able to hear that. But it's not that happened occasionally, but rarely. But most of the time, you could go in there and get the real bottom line. And I think when you're talking about that, I expect Don to remember us because we played together a long time, but I also was in his presence when he remembered guys that just played for 3 to 5 games for him.
He was the
and
best
were traded or whatever.
I'm with you, Larry. He remembered everything, and as he got older, he was great. He'd see guys, and I'm with you. Larry, you got me all fired up about this book head on. Can you tell us more about the book, when this thing's going to be coming out? And stuff? This is going to be just a great read. Because you are one of the great storytellers of all friggin' time.
Well, thank you, I think.
No, it's good. I've seen when we liquored up, I've been with you, and I've been with you when we haven't. So it's great stuff, Larry.
Well, it's going to be available for order right now at LarryZonka.com, but it'll be out where you can buy it, I think, around October 4th. So we're looking forward to it. I would have liked to put more in it than I could, but they try to hold you down to a maximum amount of pages, and I get that quick. You know, my line of BS starts when I start telling stories on people. I get tickled and just go on all night, so that they couldn't put it all in the book. But we try to get the best parts in there.
Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
We're going to have you on again real soon, man. It was great talking to you and always great seeing you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, and I'm looking forward to this season as a Dolphin fan. I think that coach has got some fire, and I'm really pulling for him. We'll see.
That's awesome. Second that. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Larry Zonka, Hall of Famer and member of the undefeated 17-0.
Just legend.
Miami Dolphins. And
holy moly. By the way, head on the memoir by Larry Zonka. He's right. October 4th, you'll be able to buy it in the stores, but you can pre-order now just about on every single website that you can get to. LarryZonka.com also with the link
Jim
there
Kick,
as well.
God bless him, man.
How about that? Jim Kick was in all those stories,
Jim
huh?
Jim Kick was friends with all those guys.
Elvis, everybody.
Come on, man. Hanging out with us on so many Elvis
that
movies.
Got me.
Like hanging out with Elvis me. 3 in the morning. You know, right. Elvis, like, didn't want to do stuff during the day. He wanted to go to places and shut them down at night.
Right.
And just have them for his own group.
Zonk was there, at least for one of those. Jim Kick.
Damn.
That'd be a night to go to the bar, right?
Man, that is crazy stuff. By the way, Steve Weiss is going to join us from NFL Network at 9 o'clock. I want to thank Larry for coming on. And if you get a chance and you're a Larry Zonka fan, and if you're not, you need to look it up. We didn't get into all the stuff about getting penalties for running guys over, knocking guys out. One of the great, if not the greatest, fullback running back in the history of this game. And used to shatter that nose in play and just did not feel pain. Did not. If he did, he didn't say anything. Anyway, right now, I want to talk to you. Marlins got one more game today against the Reds. And so you know what today is. Today's Wednesday. Yesterday was Taco Tuesday. Today is 4 for 44.
Ooh.
So, yeah, today's got a little family. So, what do you got planned today? The Marlins are in town. One more game. Well, they got the 4 for 44 ticket offer. You get 4 game tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas or waters, and 2 small popcorn. So if you're looking for something new, and by the way, if you take the kids and they're 14 and under, get signed up for the 305 Club, which allows your kids to get more goodies. So grab your ticket today at marlins.com/offers. For the summer, they've got a lot of programs going on. For students, really cheap tickets, so check it out. Still a lot of home games coming up. If you like baseball, a lot of good teams will be coming to town, and the Marlins are playing a lot of young players right now as well, so check it out. Marlins and
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Reds before they hit the road today. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everyone. Thank Larry Zonka for joining
that
us
was
this
awesome.
Morning.
That was awesome.
And by the way, training camp coverage brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com. And that's all it will take you to learn a profession and get yourself a real good job. Whether it's for you or one of your kids, it doesn't seem real motivated to go to school. Boy, this is a great way to go. Get them in something they'll enjoy. They can learn quickly and get rolling. So I want to thank them for being with us for all of camp. It's fantastic. Got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Been all over the place. And it's great to hear Larry Zonka talking about this coach and what they're doing. And he's been right so far. Now, got a long way to go. We got a fan base that's been beaten up, and I understand it. I understand it. I've been through the mood swings myself, and just when you start to think you have a chance, you get hammered in a game late in the year to everything that's happened over the last 20-plus years of average to below-average football that this team, this franchise has had.
But for all the talk of Mike McDaniel, we had him on here the last week, and people were not sold or this is not going to work. Listen to this guy. Well, Larry Zonka came out and as royalty for this franchise said it's reminiscent to when Don Shula walked into the building. Now, listen, that's high praise and that's a lot to kind of have to go to at that point. But to come from Zonk like that,
well,
That's a nice little – that's nice praise from Mike McDaniel.
It's off to a nice start, Zach, but it's got to happen.
No. It's got to be wins and losses. We're not there yet. We're not at September 11th yet. We're a week into camp.
So anyway, it's it looks good. It's got a lot of nice pieces to it. It really does. For people who have been out here, and got third day that it's going to be open for the fans to come out that have tickets today, and they're getting everything all set up right now for it. And then next week, man, it'll be Tampa Bay and the first preseason game and practices against Tampa Bay. And we'll start to see more and more with this team. But coaching's been great. The structure of practices has been, I think, really fun to watch. And they stay active, man. They stay active. They don't stay long. They stay active in the time and been getting a lot of work into this point. So hopefully – they'll be able to keep this thing going, and it will just get better and better. But I get it. We got a new guy, completely different than we're used to, coming in with an offensive mind, very open, not trying to tell you, you know, crazy stuff, completely different than the guy we just had. I understand that. And then on top of everything else, all the stuff that we had break yesterday towards the end of practice, and that is the Miami Dolphins getting hit on the chin a little bit with the news, tampering violations, integrity of the game, and commissioner coming out pretty strong on his comments. Dolphins violations unprecedented with ownership so directly involved in violations, something the NFL has never seen. Pretty much the comments that were made. And Stephen Ross, I don't know how much it's not going to affect anything with the team at all.
No, he was fined $1.5 million, suspended through October 17th.
No, I'm just going to go through them all, so nobody cares about it.
Right, yeah, let's start with that. $1.5 million, okay. Right. Suspended through October 17th, during which time he isn't permitted to be at Dolphins facility or represent the team at any team event.
So not going to affect anybody
right.
In any way for practice or games. Keep going.
He also can't attend any league meeting before the annual meeting in 2023.
Not going to affect the product right now at all.
And Beal was fined $500,000.
Definitely nobody cares.
Right, and isn't permitted to attend any league meetings for the rest of 2022 season.
Most people don't even know who he is.
Right. The one that most people or fans are going to be upset or about are the 2023 first-round pick that the Dolphins own, even though they own San Francisco's also. That's their pick on.
Right.
And a third-round pick in 2024.
So from two first-round picks next year to now one with that news. And by the way, that was the one for hardcore fans. You know, you do all these things and you tell everybody, I know you may not like what we've done, but We got an extra, which I'm tired of this organization talking about future draft picks. I'm over it. I want to see it now. I want to see the product today. So for me, that falls under the same. I'm not, well, if it doesn't work, we can't. No, it's going to work, and we're going to do it now. And I don't want to hear about insurance policies through the draft, which, by the way, is proven, especially with quarterbacks, unknown.
Right. It's a crapshoot at that point. Now, somebody – I saw this on social media yesterday. I think someone texted in this morning too. It takes two to tango when it comes to tampering. How come nothing happened to Tom Brady? If Tom Brady was in the conversation two times, or is it because it was more than likely in the conversation with Don Yee, who is the agent for Tom Brady and, coincidentally, for Sean Payton as well?
Right, same guy. I don't know. They did have I saw somebody had an explanation of that. I'm not exactly sure what happened. Look, man, it's no secret. Like, everybody in the world knows. Mike Florio is the first one to tell me Bruce Beal is really close to Tom Brady. And, again, most people don't have any idea who Bruce Beal is.
Right, but he's
very close to Tom Brady, and even went to say that now that Bruce Beal's divorced, Tom Brady's wife has actually set him up on some dates.
Oh, interesting.
I also know somebody he's dated down here. But, you know, the Tom Brady thing twice.
Yeah.
And it's been no secret about the other part. Sean Payton has been no secret after he decided to step away from the game. And it sounded like he was interested from people that know about this situation and was already starting to look around. He thought it was his job. So we got to get past all that stuff because it's not going to happen. And now we got to get back to what we have. But saying that, I'll tell you one person I feel bad for. The one person I feel bad for, and he's a grown-up and he's getting paid, is Tua Tagovailoa. And, you know, he knows Brian Flores wasn't a fan of his.
Right.
He knows that.
Yep.
But there's no way everybody's going to sell me that this was just all about the old head coach that was behind this. There had to be other people that agreed and wanted to do some different things than Tua. So saying that, I hope he comes out and just sticks it to everybody.
Yep, that'd be great to see.
So we'll see. And I know now, because of this story coming out and the violations and stuff, now everybody wants to go back and go through the Brian Flores history and how this thing started and got off to a bad start when the Dolphins thought they had a real bad team and wanted it to play like a bad team. And Coach Flores said, no, I'm not playing Josh Rosen. He sucks.
I've seen enough. Oh, right.
Put Ryan Fitzpatrick in there, and one of the greatest leaders in the history of this franchise comes in, clearly the better quarterback. Everybody was in love with him, and actually gave us a couple years of really good football.
Right.
Yeah,
he did. What do you mean?
So instead of being upset about Josh, probably shouldn't have just brought in Fitzpatrick if that was the plan.
You leave Fitz off the table, Josh Rosen is your starter.
History, and whoever else, right, find another right. Josh Rosen and
right.
and struggle through it. But I'm going to say this, and this is the last time, I swear, I said it in six. I'm going to say it one more time.
Okay, let's hear it.
This thing, and Barry gets wrapped up, Barry Jackson in the Joe Burrow thing, which is others do the same thing. If we had just done what we were supposed to, we'd have Joe Burrow as a first overall quarterback, and look what he's done for Cincinnati. Well, just sitting where we are, if you're not happy with Tua, there was another guy that's a top 10 quarterback in the league right now, putting up record numbers. I think breaking Dan Marino's records for the first two years.
Jeez.
His name's Justin Herbert.
Right. Yeah, Adam also.
So I don't know why that never gets brought up. We didn't have to do anything. Didn't have to move. Didn't have to do anything. Right where you were if you're not happy. Now, saying all that, Tua's got the best chance to really have a good year. Man, when they said they put some weapons around him, Jalen Waddle's improved. Tyreek Hill is ridiculous how good he is. And a lot of footballs, when you're out of them, you'll notice, go to those two mostly. But they've got some other really good weapons. They got a really good wide receiver room. Got a lot of good running backs that are fun. The tight end room. I know everybody's been talking about Mike Gesicki's not getting any targets right now, and I'm not worried. We'll see what happens once this thing gets rolling and he gets in some coverage that they like those matchups. But it looks good, man. It looks like I said, and in practice, like on paper, it's looked pretty good so far, man. The practices have been good, been fun to watch, been very entertaining for the fans. A lot better than it's been in past years.
No, of course. Come on.
And it starts with the two dudes on the outside.
It seems to start both practices with big plays from those
guys.
Man,
I got to tell you, watch them, and you're right. Going they're going to have a chance to have big years. Both those guys are going to have a chance to have really, really big seasons.
September 11th can't get here quick enough.
And listen, on the other side of it, Patriots are going, we got Devontae Parker. He wants to go back home and see if he, you know, stick it to his old team. And you know, that's a Belichick way right there. And see what happens with that whole thing. So
I'll counter with X-Men. Be happy about it.
A lot of good storylines with this whole thing. We do have a lot of text, 305-567-0560. We'll come back and we'll jump on those before we get to Steve Weiss from NFL Network, who's been in Cleveland.
Right. From one story to the next.
By the way, we weren't even the number one story in sports yesterday. I thought for sure be breaking in. They go, no, Deshaun still gets number one and owner gets number two. So quarterback still bigger.
Always.
Than,
you know that.
Than the owner story.
Right.
So that's what's happening with that whole thing. All right. We got to go to break. We'll come back, jump on the text machine before we get to Steve Weiss here in the show. If you miss Larry Zonka, just great stuff. And try to run that again and get Zonka on because he was so damn good. Anytime he's on with you, he's just great. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about another guy that's great at what he does. His name is Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. People go, hey, what's that mortgage guy? I'm so sick of banks and dealing with banks. What's that guy's name? I go, it's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Yeah. Talking about 27 years in the business. That guy, yeah. Helping people out. Well, if you're looking right now to take some equity out of your home, right? You want to get it done. You want to get it done quickly. You want to get pre-approved. He can do it in one day for you. Get that all done and get the process started for you. Get it done in half the time of the banks. And when the banks say no, Michael Kotze is working his butt off for you, man. So whatever it is, debt consolidation, home improvements, whatever you need, don't worry about it. Michael Kotze can take care of it 7 days a week, and that's the other thing. He doesn't work banker's hours. He works all the time, 7 days a week. Reverse mortgages are super popular as people get older and looking to take equity out of their home so they can live and still live in that house. Reverse mortgage with Michael Kotze is the way to go. The guy's really, really good at it. Been doing it a long, long time, and he wants to help you. If you have any questions about rates, mortgages, anything else out there, I want you to call or text Michael Kotze. Good guy, easy to talk to, 561-441-2730. If you want to text him, he'll get right back to you, 561-441-2730, or visit choicemortgage.com, NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change, day without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
We are live from the Baptist Health Training Complex in Miami Gardens for Dolphins Training Camp. Our coverage here brought to you by our friends at the Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log into careerinayear.com. That's careerinayear.com.
All right, and we got Steve Weiss going to join us. By the way, longtime writer down here before his career has taken off with NFL Network and a big part of it, and a good friend down here. How many writers we now talk to nationally that started their careers here? Jeff Darlington,
yep,
obviously,
right.
is one. Steve Weiss,
right.
is another one that was down here for a long time doing a lot. So we've got a lot of people. We've got a lot of people on TV started down here, too, with their careers and going to high school down here and that whole thing.
We're the bridge, huh? Is Miami the bridge?
Yeah, we bring them down here, get some experience, and they take off and make the big bucks
going
somewhere else. 305-567-0560. Woody, I know we got a lot of texts coming in. I can't imagine why today. What's going on?
All right, let's start it here. 561, losing draft picks would hurt most teams, but Greer can't draft, so it's not a big deal.
Not a bad point, although the 2020 draft's still up in the air in question marks. 21 is pretty good.
We'll see. We'll see how everything goes. Right. But haven't been overly excited with him, no.
First and second round pick, you got Tyreek, so I'll give him that.
Listen, that was a great move. By the way, you get down there and you're able to do that, and you got the money to pay him, and you get this guy. It's been great, no question. What else you got?
All right, Tom Brady is the gift that keeps on giving to the Miami Dolphins. Shaking my head.
I'm still
Brady's hurt the Dolphins for a long time.
So the thing I don't get, I guess I'll never know. So were we thinking Tom Brady was somehow going to come down here and we were going to start him as an owner and then work his way to president of football? And then from there we were going to make him, one day he was going to walk out and it was going to be a planned date and go,
right,
I want to be the quarterback for the Dolphins, and then we're going to do that. What were we thinking?
Don't forget, Sean Payton would be pulling the strings, too.
Because Tom Brady having a small piece of this team doesn't change anything.
No.
Honestly, Tom Brady running the football, you don't know.
It's a 50-50 shot anyway.
Just because you're a great player, right, as we know in all sports, doesn't mean all of a sudden you run things, except Ozzy, that you don't have any guarantee. Now Ozzy is –
that's a different animal.
One of the greatest general managers and one of the great tight ends of all time. Right. So, Ozzy, I apologize to you up in Baltimore. He's retired.
Yeah.
He's not running things, but still around.
Right? Yeah.
What a player he was. Good God.
What a GM he was.
What a GM he was.
God.
Yeah, by the way, you're right. You ever think a guy and he goes on and has this great career as a tight end out of Alabama, and you're going, hey – Oz, you're pretty good as a tight end. You're going to be a better general manager. And he goes out and
– what happened his first draft for Baltimore? First draft for Baltimore, first round, two picks. Jonathan Ogden, Ray Lewis. He picked two Hall of Famers in one round.
No, they've got some Hall of Famers. Right. He not only had first-round picks, he had two UM guys who were Hall of Famers very familiar with down here.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else, Wood?
So we go back to this, and we basically had this the other day with the Deshaun Watson stuff and comparing it to other things. How are the Texans not punished for their involvement in the Deshaun Watson allegations? And just again, I think one thing has nothing to do with the other. This is an integrity of the game thing. This is not like the Calvin Ridley, the Stephen Ross thing, different things.
Oh, God.
Right?
Tying everything into everybody.
They keep throwing that integrity of the game thing in there.
Right. I don't care about the Texans, honestly. I don't even care about Bray. I care about this Dolphins team. That's it. We've done some things that are half-assed backwards. There's no question. This is a terrible look what happened yesterday. Terrible. Another punch in the gut. No question. But I'm not looking to blame other people. We do it to ourselves. Nobody did this to us. Right. We did it to ourselves. We did it. Even going Brian Flores, we hired him. We told him, I'm guessing we told him what the game plan was, and if we didn't, shame on us.
Yeah, until after we hired the guy? I mean, how do you do
so,
that?
So, and it's their job to get a bunch of people and get along together and work together and not work separately. It's got to work that way. So,
Joe, our owner and our owner to be are the ones that are
Tom Brady,
right at the forefront.
The Tom
of all
Brady
this.
Thing is how are we going to do that? What?
There
what
obviously was a plan in place.
You guys are a hell of a lot smarter than I am. What was the Tom Brady plan?
There was a plan in place.
The biggest thing had to be not getting a guy ownership down there. That doesn't do anything. We've had celebrity ownership that has a little piece of the thing. What was it going to be? That he was going to shake hands with fans I don't know if Tom Brady can do anything else. I know he can play quarterback, but.
Was he going to be the football czar? Was that the plan? The Bill Parcells?
Know.
Running kind of football operations?
I don't know. I would love to know how the whole thing went down between Bruce and Steve and anybody else that came up with this really crappy game plan. Hmm. And by the way, how'd you think it was going to stay quiet? Did you really think it was going to stay quiet? And then you get a guy that leaves and is out to burn this building down in Brian Flores. And he said, oh, okay. And I didn't get another job because your comments, and he thinks that's what did it. Maybe it did. Said nobody can get along with the guy or whatever it was said. And he goes, okay. And he took the torch out. And
oh, that wasn't before the torch was kind of torched on him on the way out.
And he so he went, okay, now let me tell you all these things. Now, some of the things, I don't believe Stephen Ross has a racist bone in his body. I mean, we had a black GM and a black head coach.
Right, right.
An assistant GM. A black assistant GM. And a consultant GM.
Right.
And Nat Moore's a vice president. And Jason. So that's going to be kind of a hard one to do. But the other stuff, you know, it's just
Remember the wording in it for the $100,000 bounty for losses. The wording wasn't exactly kind of thrown out. It was just used as a joking manner, if that was used to lose games, you know, like in the whole NFL kind of investigation. So, I mean, we did it to ourselves.
So, I still disagree with everybody on that. And I wouldn't even get in 2019, man. We got the 2022 team out here, and we keep going back to this because that's the start of the Brian Flores thing. I wouldn't play Josh Rowe. I disagree. I want to win games. I know I've said that the whole time, and some of you get mad.
Well, that wasn't the game plan. That's the difference. That was the game plan for one guy, the head coach. But it obviously wasn't for the rest of the organization.
I didn't want to see Josh Rosen. Not only did limited on the field.
Just yeah, like, I mean, in fairness, Joe, you did want to win. Like you were big on winning
right.
as many games.
Well,
as
and
you
what
could.
I just said, I'm
we
same
were tanked
way.
For Tua, man.
And by the way, we were in good shape. Just that.
You're right. We still had the perfect opportunity.
Right.
So it didn't matter.
No. You lost that on Burrow, but you still had another guy there. You did.
You guys realize Herbert, when it's all said and done, might be better than Burrow.
I know. I get it. I totally get it.
There's nobody out there going to tell me Burrow's clearly going to be better.
No.
When it's all said and done in 15 or 18 years, because that's how long these guys play now.
I think Burrow's going to be much better.
Much better?
Yeah, I really do. I think Burrow has
– great take.
I just think Burrow has that major it factor. I mean, obviously he got that – crummy Cincinnati team is Super Bowl, so
that was impressive.
And listen, he takes the lead.
Justin Herbert loses. I mean, the team's not very good, so
he's good one place. He had some horses on the outside.
That team is a lot better too.
But that offensive line, God bless him. Whoever thinks a quarterback can't make an offensive line better, Woody, you're right about that. Because they basically said, all right, before they started, they hit the free agent market with nothing but new offensive linemen. You're right about that.
Jeez.
Anyway. Woody, come on, sneak me another one.
No, you know
there,
what's funny, by the way, you brought that up. Like, and it's so insane to think about Brady being an owner and a quarterback, Jackie Moon of the the Dolphins. but like I remember that was under Steve Ross too, right? Where they had the orange carpet.
Yeah.
And all those ridiculous celebrity owners like
the Williams sisters.
What happened to all of them? Right. Like, did they sell? Did they just leave?
You know who else you left out? J-Lo.
That's right.
J-Lo and who?
Mark Anthony, right?
Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
At the time was.
That was the boyfriend
then,
right?
Married. No, Mark Anthony was married to her. They had kids together.
So that was like.
You got to get on TMZ,
fourth or
you're way behind.
Yeah.
You want another text?
Yeah.
Chris Greer is a coward. Get on a mic and state with conviction that Tua is now your guy after the first two plans fell through. LOL.
So I'm guessing.
He ain't going to see a mic for a long time.
I'm guessing.
A long time.
I'm guessing that's not.
When's that pre-draft garbage press conference that everyone has to do? That's the next time you're going to see that guy at a podium. There's no way before that.
Man.
No way.
You realize Mike McDaniel can save this whole thing by just
– Mike McDaniel and Tua
and
can save the whole thing.
And this team, and Tua's got a chance to a fresh start. And by the way, there are a lot of guys love to have what he has because they put – some horses around him, man. Some big time, not even Calder race, Gulfstream horses.
Thoroughbreds. this is a big time
Calder's,
race.
I mean, does Calder still run horses?
I don't know, but if they do, they're pissed
off. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they do.
Do they?
I mean,
it's right
it's
here.
A horse track.
Check.
What else would they run?
Somebody.
That's like a casino.
They're already riffing me. Oh, right. Way to throw us under the bus. All right, there. You've been out there. You know.
Somebody wants to know if Joe's having a tooth filled.
A tooth filled?
Yeah, right now. I know there's a lot of drilling going on in the background.
Oh, yeah.
No, but we are a matter of, without exaggerating, I'd say about 15 yards from construction.
What are they building? I thought everything was built.
They're building the hospital.
No, the hospital.
The Baptist Health Hospital's not built. It's going to be ready in February. That's what my sources are telling me. February, maybe March.
Where's the Joe Rose wing?
There's going to be doctors in there. You're going to be able to watch out and watch practice.
Somebody.
Get your knee scoped and watch practice.
What's somebody? Go ahead, somebody.
Well, I just want to read you another text. Before we hit the break here, somebody wants to know if Zach is allowed to catch a punt with Coach McDaniel. And that wasn't the coach. I don't even know what coach it was at the time.
No,
that was Zach. Shut that down on his own.
No, he didn't.
Zach shut that down on his own because he didn't want to do it. He blamed it on the boss.
There is no shot, in fairness to Zach, that he's going to go out there if they approved it.
You never know.
And have this punter.
It was approved, and I was going to do it that day.
I ain't doing it.
Well,
now,
why didn't you do it?
After this young
because
guy.
Our boss called and said I couldn't do it.
Our boss isn't even in town.
No, today you mean?
Do it anytime you want.
Oh, these guys aren't going to.
You think
let
he's
going to
know?
Here. The hospital's not built yet. If the hospital was built, I'm sure they would let me do it.
Well, you could go there after you hurt your hand, and like your thumb, like the guy that just came by.
Like when my finger looks like Baldy's, like Baldinger.
Well, listen, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Woody, you're trying to stir up.
By the way, Woody's not reading is in the same text with my name is his name, but he left his name.
I don't mind. I'll catch a punt.
Oh, okay. Look at the tough guy now in the dark studio.
What are you so scared of? I'll catch a punt.
Good.
Out of
go
a jugs machine.
Is this kind of like shooting 80 in golf? That
right,
like
yeah,
get
go
out
do it.
I didn't say I'll catch
down.
It, but I'll
come
try.
On, tough guy. Come
I'll,
on,
I'll
tough
happily
guy.
Try.
We'll wait for you out
by
here.
By the
don't
way,
worry.
This punter they have right now, he kicks it like he's a machine. This Morstead guy, Thomas Morstead, this guy is kicking him. I don't know. No wonder the young guy that's been catching punts is in a friggin' brace today right. with a broken thumb. Yeah, man,
I got to read you one more here. This is interesting. Imagine what Josh Gordon's career would have been if he assaulted women instead of smoking weed. He'd be a Hall of Famer.
He'd play longer.
Still had demons, man.
I know, but he still
his demons weed. Were weed.
He smoked weed.
No.
Those were his demons.
He got suspended four times for smoking pot.
He disappeared.
I think he quit once or twice on his own, but, like, mostly it was weed.
Right. Yeah. He left the But that was right before after he failed the drug test. Come on.
Well, I mean, he left a couple of times. He just went AWOL, but who knows? I mean, it was five or six. Only half of them were that.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go to break here. Steve Weiss is going to join us from NFL Network when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.